I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. Three finalists for a Davenport superintendent will visit the school district this week. Each day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, one of the candidates will tour the district and meet with staff, students, parents, and community leaders. Eric Knost is the superintendent of the Rockwood School District in St. Louis, a job he's held for 4 years. Robert Kabilski has served as superintendent of a grade school district for 2 years and superintendent of a high school district for 5 years. Both are in the Milwaukee area. And the third finalist is William Schneiden, who's currently the associate superintendent for the Davenport Schools, a job he's held since 2012. Late last month, the school board interviewed 6 people, then narrowed the list to these 3. A trial date has been set for a man accused of killing a Cedar Rapids teenager almost 40 years ago. Cedar Rapids television station KCRG reports that the trial for 65-year-old Jerry Burns has been set for October 14th. Burns has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Police arrested him last December, 39 years to the day after 18-year-old Michelle Martinko was killed. Her body was found the next day inside her family's car at a mall in Cedar Rapids. Burns will be tried in Linn County. Former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner F.W. de Klerk is set to speak at Illinois State University next week. De Klerk will give a presentation in Bloomington Normal about globalization. He became president of South Africa in 1989. A short time later, de Klerk released civil rights leader Nelson Mandela from prison. By that point, Mandela had been in prison for 27 years. Their joint efforts at reforming the country earned Mandela and de Klerk the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. De Klerk's presentation is scheduled for Tuesday, February 12th. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.